Just let it keep on going. Welcome to Under the Hard Hat. My name is Brian Mesmer, at Mesmer Safety and all the socials. Today we are doing a toolbox talk on hand safety tools. Joining me today is Noel Schroeder from American Fire Protection Group. He is the safety director. Noel, how are you?
Fine, thank you. How are you, Brian?
I'm super. Thanks for asking. So without further ado, let's just jump right into this toolbox talk. We have hand safety tool or hand tool safety. What you got for us?
Okay, this is one of the things that we like to review with all of our team members as many times as we can. And one of the things, main points that we have here is, even though you can pick the correct tool for the job, sometimes you don't use that tool appropriately. So that's what this is really designed to talk about. Unfortunately, many people use these tools improperly. And we also really talk a lot about not just on the job site. We really tried to make sure they understand this follows them at home as well. And probably at home is a little bit bigger risk. We tend to make do with what we have. We don't maybe have the same selection of tools that we do for the job site. So unfortunately, that leads us to using some of the inappropriate tools. You see some of the numbers there that talk about the injuries, and you know, almost 8% or 10% of the industrial incidents result from improper hand use. But also there's a large number of that. If you look at some of the other studies out there, they say anywhere from 20 to 25 of the home incidents around tool use is because they're using an inappropriate tool. Some of the things that you'll see in here as we cover is, you know, pushing rather than pulling on a wrench. You know, sometimes that happens, that you are actually trying to loosen some tight fitting that you have and slipping off. That's part of the issue. Bending metal with undersized pliers, although that may not even be the right application of that tool, that can also end up in some sort of a hand injury. Holding items that you're working on with one hand, attempting to either remove something with the other hand, talk about screwdriver here, but unfortunately I've seen some of at other sites, not necessarily with our team, fortunately, but with other sites, people using a hand drill and holding what they are drilling with the other hand, and been very near misses with some of those. And then cutting, we use cutting tools all the time, and they're either dull or we're not using the appropriate one. But most of the time you'll see people, instead of cutting away from their body, they're pulling it towards their body, which can lead to some pretty serious injuries as well. Some of the other stuff, not really utilizing the tool properly, but needs to be in good shape. You know, we've had a couple of incidents with AFPG, and I know across API, with things that have not been maintained as properly as they should, or someone didn't review what the tool actually looked like. Here I have really chipped hammer, you know, head or broken handle. Sometimes that can lead to some issues. Screwdrivers with a worn or broken tip. Really, that worn tip, we may not realize that, but each time we go to apply that and use it, it can end up slipping and cause some sort of a problem with that. Again, cutting tools, dull surface, and then chisels. You know, how often do we use chisels that are not really sharp and not maintained? And we're trying to use them with a mushroomed head, and they will end up sliding off and damaging some other things. One of the things I saw on one of the job sites for AFPG, unfortunately, was someone was trying to break out some concrete. And instead of using the appropriate tool for that, they just found a piece of pipe that was laying around on the floor and actually was hammering that, trying to chip away some of the concrete, and unfortunately led to a head injury with that and recovered quickly, but still something that was completely, completely avoidable.
One of the things we see across API group, specifically with cutting tools, I think last year we had 9 or 10 people using their personal pocket knives as a cutting tool on the project site, where they cut their hand or finger, or even sometimes their leg, just like what you were saying, they're cutting towards their body and not using their personal knife in a safe manner.
Exactly right. And unfortunately, I have an example of that in 2020 at AFPG. That's one of my recordables. Gentleman was using his own personal knife, sliding it toward him, just did a cut on the thumb, and unfortunately resulted in a couple of stitches. So you're right. I mean, we have to be careful about all the tools, and it's tricky, you know, not to use the personal tools. Sometimes that happens, but at least we have to use them in the proper way.
And it's also tricky when you don't have the right tool on the project site and you're just trying to get the job done.
No, exactly right. And we all need to be aware of that. I mean, it's easy to sit back in the safety chair, so to speak, and say, well, no, you need this right tool and you need to be able to run back into the shop and pick it up. Well, that does take time and it does take what is away from what we're trying to accomplish. So we need to be able to be pretty innovative and come up with some other ways for them to be able to do it. So clearly understand that. It's just sometimes if you can get this education out in advance, which is what this is designed to do, maybe that won't happen as much. Maybe they'll have the proper thing with them. And, you know, really part of the bottom line with hand tools, we all use them. We use them frequently. We use them routinely. It's one of the things we can come really comfortable with that really could lead us down the wrong path if we're not using it appropriately.
Yeah, with that, you know, I would say a little bit of pre-planning. So if you plan on using a hand tool or if you know what your tasks are for that day, make sure you have the right appropriate hand tools. And
exactly.
One of the accounts that I follow online on Instagram is called Hilarious Construction. They have a t-shirt that they put out there and they have a hammer and then they have the pinchy hammer, which is a pair of pliers. Then they have the big red hammer, which is a pipe wrench that they use to pound things. Then the adjustable hammer, which is a crescent wrench. And then they have the picture of a chisel, but they said the opposite end of the chisel or a screwdriver is also a hammer. Now, by OSHA, those are not hammers. The hammer is the hammer. But I find this picture or this t-shirt to be quite funny and humorous.
Right. So. And you know, that's interesting. You know, some people say that, well, gosh, this needs to be a serious subject. Well, it does, but this is perfect. This is a perfect example of getting people to look at it and go, oh yeah, okay, that is kind of funny, but wow, how many times have you done that? Unfortunately.
Yeah. And there are many accounts like that, you know, the Hilarious Construction or safety pics and stuff like that on Instagram and Twitter that you can follow. And they just give a lot of examples of what not to do, a lot of personal stories or lessons learned in one picture. You can just see exactly what happens with those pictures or exactly what happens with those videos and whatnot that they post. And you're like, oh, I don't want to be that guy.
Right. As I've said, you know, you look at some and think, wow, that must be staged. But unfortunately, some of them are not. So
you have a couple of questions on your toolbox talk. Have you ever suffered a small injury tool or a small tool injury or know someone who has? If so, share your story of what the lessons was learned. You could share those with me at Mesmer Safety on Twitter or Instagram, or you can email them to me, brian.mesmer@apigroupinc.us. Or send them to Noel. We would love to hear about them. Noel, do you have any socials or anything that you want to plug?
No, I think that's really a good idea to be able to do that because all of those make for great examples as we're presenting things like this. It's different just to read this and go through it, but it's really nice to be able to have some examples, and that's what we're trying to encourage with these questions.
Yeah, and then the second question was, what steps can you take to ensure you're working safely with small tools? I think that's more of a thought process or a thought exercise on your project site.
Exactly right.
Very good. Well, this has been our Toolbox Talk for Under the Hard Hat. Have a safe week.
Thank you.